Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another Gridiron Greatness podcast. I know it's been a while. I just wanted to wait until a lot of things were sorted out and a lot of things started happening again. So that's what we're going to be talking about. Free agents, people signing, people getting traded, franchise tags, all that stuff. People getting cut. There are two players I think will surprise you, but maybe not as much as I think it will. They will. Yeah, I hope you guys enjoy. Okay, now let's get started. And first off, I just want to say if I forget anyone, I'm sorry. It's a lot. There is a lot. So, first off, we're going to be talking about the Carson Wentz trade. I think this is big for the Colts. I feel like they really improved because of this. And then second and third rounder, I think that's actually pretty good for Carson Wentz, especially since he's not as bad as people think he is. Yeah. Okay, so after we talk about that, now let's talk about J.J. Watt signing with the Cardinals. This is big because I feel like this will give J.J. Watt a chance to finally win a championship. I think he'll bolster up that defense with Chandler Jones there, Buda Baker, and the amazing offense that they have. Yeah, so that's honestly a big improvement for the Cardinals. So yeah. Now, Deshaun Watson. Let's talk about him. Everyone's been talking about him recently and everything. The Texans seem they don't want to trade him, and they want to try and work out things between them and Deshaun. But Deshaun, I think, is firm that he does not want to play for them no longer, and that he will hold out, do something, pay a fine, and to hold out of the season and not play. But one team that is making big moves, and recently, one or two days ago, Shaq Thompson and Christian McCaffrey, who had the bulk of the contracts and, like, the salary cap for the Panthers, they just reconstructed their contracts for less money. So it might seem like the Panthers are going all in for Deshaun Watson, and it's going to be a big gamble, but I think it can really, really pay off for them. And, yeah, so that's that. Russell Wilson trade talks, I'm not really buying anything. Yeah, not really. Not really. I'm not really buying any of that. So now, Duke Johnson released. I don't know if he's going to get picked up by anybody. Kyle Rudolph. He got released by the Vikings. Realistic landing spot for him, the New England Patriots. Hunter Henry. He will not get placed for a franchise tag. He can also go to the Patriots. They really need a tight end. Another team, I think he go to the Jets. Jets and Patriots really looking for tight ends. So I think that would be good for them. Next up, Delanie Walker. He's going to play again. But he's going to sign. He gets to choose where he signs, basically. So, yeah. That's that. Tyrell Williams got signed by the Lions after getting released by the Raiders. He was out all this year with an injury. Golden Tate, he's getting released by the Giants. Sad, but yeah. Steelers. Big Ben is going to be getting a new contract in 2021. That's good for them. Desmond Trufant for the Lions. I'm going off of Adam Schefter's Instagram page right now. I'm just reading everything that all the information, so I'm gonna give credit to him. Desmond Trufant, he's getting released by the Lions. Alex Smith, he's getting released by the Washington Football Team. I honestly think Alex Smith, he's gonna be a mentor / backup QB. I don't think he's good enough. I know after that, but I don't think he's good enough to stay a starting QB, honestly. So, Von Miller. Oh, yeah, nothing's happening with Von Miller yet. there have been, for some reason, backup quarterback Chase Daniels on the Lions. He wants to, some teams want him for a mentor. I'm amazed by this decision for the Seahawks, but the Seahawks released Carlos Dunlap. I'm really confused on that decision. I really think he turned around their defense and really helped be a leader in that team. So I was really confused about that decision on their part. Next, Dak Prescott. He got paid. He got paid. 160. I think he's set to make around $75 million this year. This upcoming year. The biggest signing bonus in NFL history. Dak Prescott's up there. He's $66 million. He's the first. He's the highest. Yeah. The Redskins, Washington football team. They franchise tagged Brandon Scherff. I never know how to pronounce it. Scherff. I'm just gonna say Scherff. He's a really good guard, I think. I think a lot of teams would be interested in him. I think a lot of teams would be interested in him next season. Or not next season, but like after he gets off the franchise tag. I think that I expect Washington to re-sign him because I think he's really good part of that O-line. But yeah, Joe Thuney, my Patriots, they're not expected to place their franchise tag on him, which that's, I don't know how to feel because he's a really, really good player and he's a really good guard, but I feel like he has a lot of value in other for other teams. So I say they could franchise tag him, and then they could, like, trade him or something like that. Because that would be smart for him. Panthers are using their franchise tag on Taylor Moten. Chris Godwin, franchise tagged. I highly expect... I highly expect they re-sign next season. But with tagging Chris Godwin... This means Shaq Barrett and Lavonte David are going to be free agents if they don't restructure the deal. If they don't restructure their contracts and do something about that. They both have discussed deals, but still. I would say Chris Godwin would demand like around $14, $15 million. To play again. I think he's earned it. I think after the Super Bowl run and how big of a problem he was in the Super Bowl and how good he was, and that helped them win the Super Bowl. Causing a problem for the Chiefs to stop. That's good for them. So he really has to. I think he's gonna demand money. So if he continues playing the way he has been, I think he's gonna be getting paid in the next year, I think, after this upcoming season, I think he will get big-time paid. Kenny Golladay. They are not using their franchise tag on him. The Lions are not. Meaning, he's going to be a free agent, which, to me, I think that's really good for a lot of teams, especially the Patriots, Jets. You could argue the Texans, but I feel like they have a solid wide receiving core if Will Fuller stays. But I feel like the Jets should make a big run to him for him. Just because I feel like they really need a wide receiver, and if they're gonna look for a higher caliber wide receiver, which I think I can't remember if it was the Jets who said this, but one team said they're gonna go after like wide receiver twos who are going into free agency, stuff like that, who look into like that. So it looks like they're going to keep Jameson Crowder unless they've, like, released him. Then I haven't heard of that yet. So, yeah. Hunter Henry not getting placed on a franchise tag. He's going to be a free agent. Again, Patriots probably best landing spot for him, probably most realistic. Kyle Long, Patriots O-lineman. He's returning to the NFL. He is a free agent again. So, I think, if this is true, which I'm pretty sure it is, I really think this is good for teams that need O-line. So, if I remember correctly, he was a guard. So, if the Patriots can trade away Joe Thuney for either some picks or a good player that can help them, I think they can then sign Kyle Long for less money than Joe Thuney would demand. So I think that's good for them. Allen Robinson, I don't think this is a surprise. This was not a surprise to me, at least. He got placed on a franchise tag. Makes sense. Bears are going to get him a contract. Chris Carson, he's hitting the free agency market. He is not getting franchise tagged, which, honestly, I mean, they can't really blame him. He hasn't really been extremely productive. I know he was hurt a lot, but still, yeah, I think. Carlos Hyde really showed himself, proved himself, too. So I think they have another solid option. Jonnu Smith, he is not getting franchise tagged. So he's going to be a free agent, too. He's another tight end looking for another team. I think one of the three tight ends we've talked about so far are going to end up on the Patriots. Or four, actually. Haven't we talked about four? Hunter Henry, Jonnu Smith, Kyle Rudolph, Delanie Walker. One of those four are going to end up on the Patriots. I can guarantee you of it. So, Green Bay right now is attempting to re-sign Aaron Jones. But I think he can demand a lot more money than some people think, just because of how good of a player and how dynamic of a player he is. But they did not place their franchise tag on him, which is very, I don't think it's surprising, but I don't know who else they would use it on. Really, like Aaron Rodgers still is, I think he still has a year left on his contract. Devontae Adams, they're going to restructure a deal. I mean, come on. As long as A-Rod plays, Devontae Adams is going to play on that team. This one really surprised me. So, Michael Thomas, yes, I know. He was hurt a lot. But I really saw Emmanuel Sanders step up in a big way for the team. And I really thought he was going to stay with them. But given that they have, like, the worst salary cap, I think they're, like, $90 million below. But this will help them a little bit. If they had the salary cap, I wouldn't have dropped him, but I really think, I don't even know. I don't know what to think. I think this was smart just because they needed the money, but then again, I don't think so because he was a great fill-in for Michael Thomas when he was gone. Kevin Zeitler, the Giants have released him, and then the Saints making $7 million back with releasing Janoris Jenkins, which is sad because he's a really good player. It's just it's business. So now this is really surprising. I know they need cap space, but still, the Chiefs are releasing Mitchell Schwartz, their starting right tackle, and their other starting tackle, Eric Fisher. It's $12 million. They're saving $12 million cap space, so that's good. But I mean, imagine this. You hurt yourself in the AFC Championship game, and then you get cut. Wow. But I really feel like they had such a big impact on the Chiefs and what they did. So I really wish they were gonna like reconstruct their deal or something, do something like that, because I really feel like they're a big piece in why KC won that. Now, I don't know who's going to protect Patrick Mahomes, because even with them, they weren't the best. They weren't an insane O-line either, so that's just my opinion. Nothing much, really. Nothing much else. Mock drafts had Trevor Lawrence going one, obvious. But there's a juggle between two QBs, and number two, Zach Wilson and Justin Fields, which to me, if I were them, I would take Justin Fields. I mean, both are amazing. It's really just a toss-up who you like more, which one you think fits your scheme better. But they're all going to be a top 10. Those three are going to get a top 10. Zach Wilson, Justin Fields, and Trevor Lawrence. They're going to be a top 10 pick no matter what happens. So that's just, they're all going to be top 10 picks no matter what happens. So that's just good for all of them. A lot of mock drafts have the Patriots going with Mac Jones. Now, I do see this. That's like the only realistic quarterback I see the Patriots would be taking. But still, if there's something that I've learned from Bill Belichick, is that he doesn't want to take a chance with a rookie QB. I think he's going to pick up a veteran QB or try to trade for a QB, do something like that. So I really, really think that's a possibility for Mac Jones, but still not the. I think it's smaller than like a smaller possibility than like, I don't know, Trey Lance going to the. I don't even know. I don't even know what's small possibility then. But it's a really small possibility that he will. I still think there's a chance, but not as big as a lot of people think he will. But yeah. Well, I know this was a little bit longer, but we had a lot to talk about. And I want to thank you guys for listening, and you guys will hear from me the next one.